And so with that, I'm happy to take questions and then we can move on to
Representative Dunphy.
Thank you. I have three or four, if I may just continue on. Is that all right with you?
We're not in a formal hearing or anything, okay. So this is just a presentation.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn you loose and let you run wild.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. All of you. All of you.
So impact of concrete on the ocean bed. Can you tell me approximately how many cubic yards per turbine?
I'm happy to get back to you in terms of the total, you know, the diameter of the foundations.
Well, you can either do that or you can tell me the cubic yards required for the foundations. I can calculate that.
Okay.
If you give me the dimensions. Cable 6 feet deep. What's the impact? You're looking at 20 miles out, right? And then coming into shore at 6 feet deep. For burying the cable.
Thank you for the question. So there are couple of steps to this. One is that when BOEM set the 20 miles, that was a beginning stage in their planning. There's more, they're going to take more information and decide the specific area. So it may be further than 20 miles, but want to just say that in terms of the cable laying process, the best practices are to bury a cable 6 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then where not able to bury, you can use mattressing and other techniques. In terms of impacts, when my understanding is when people follow the appropriate steps, the impacts can be minimal. One of the things that we've heard in our conversations throughout Maine is that there is an interest in understanding the impacts not only from transmission cable. So it's something that we're thinking about from the consortium's perspective of how can we make sure that we understand the full impacts of transmission cables.
So 850 feet tall is with 300 and something foot blades. Can you tell me what the max RPM is that you can operate?
We're happy to get you back to you with that, to answer that question.
Okay. And can you tell me what the capacity factor is of the turbines?
In the 40s in the Gulf of Maine,
40%
speaking, 40 to 50%, somewhere in that range, depends on where they're located, the size and height of the turbine and others. Okay.
But you're limited at that size to a max. I mean, the RPMs are going to become an issue. It's not necessarily the wind. It's the velocity, tip velocity. Is that?
Yeah, which would be, I mean, it's a function of the wind speed and other factors, but yes.
Okay. Okay. And you had mentioned about communities. I've heard a lot of comments, and there is a question here. I've heard a lot of comments from especially the lobster industry. And I'm curious, are we putting policy ahead of the desires of what Maine people want? And if we are, why are we? And if we're not, then I'm puzzled why the lobstermen, and it seems to be a pretty massive movement. I wonder why their issues aren't being addressed. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I want to first say that the central to the work that we do on offshore wind is really thinking about impacts and opportunities for Maine, but in terms of the fishing industry, the impacts. We know that there are 16,000 commercial fishermen in Maine, that it's an important part of our economy with $1.5 to $2 billion of direct and indirect economic benefit to the state. So in any work that we do, it's important that we not only work to minimize, but work directly with the fishing industry to understand specific concerns. When we first started talking about offshore wind in 2020 in the context of the research array, we heard concerns about nearshore projects in the Gulf, in state waters. The governor introduced legislation to specifically address that then passed in terms of the prohibition in state waters, which represents 70 to 75% of the lobster industry. We know that there are continued to be concerns about offshore wind when it comes to lobster industry and their fisheries. And that's why we are very appreciative of the time that the members of the fishing industry put into the roadmap process to come up and develop specific strategies and recommendations of how to build this industry in a way that While they may not, I totally understand that some people will not support it, but we can work to address concerns and minimize impacts through continuous dialogue and listening to the feedback that we've gotten.
Representative Dunphy?